Blog Talk Radio.
On the Watchmen Radio, I am the dude. Watchman Radio. I am your host, Mr. Joseph, a.k.a. known as Mr. Black. And, you know, all we do is play gospel music and inspirational music for everybody all over the world. And, you know, we had to do some changes, you know, change the name to Watchman Radio because it means something. Of course, star-rated radio and star-rated records means something also, but I just decided to change the name, our partner, and we're going to go ahead and continue being missionaries for the Lord the right way. Also, you know, I got a lot of people that have been tuning in and showing support. I got over 400 listeners, and, you know, we're going to continue doing this countdown. And just, you know, by next year, we're probably going to have more, maybe 2 million, maybe 3 million. You never know. You know, as long as God, you know, has our back, you know, because we have to put God first on everything what we do. And that's the number one rule in what we do, putting God first. Well, now we got a couple of songs going to play today. You know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling blessed in the name of Jesus. And we're going to start playing some good music. Stay tuned. Yeah.
You're listening to The Sound.
Everybody come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on, sing it. Those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put some hands together and act like you know up in here.
Up to
towards another level. Come on. How can you help me?
When I think about the goodness and the fullness of God, make me thankful, pity the hateful, I'm grateful. The Lord brought me through this far. I'm trying to be cute when I praise Him, raising high. I keep the live beat bumping, keep them jumping, make the Lord feel something. Ain't no shame in my game, God's property. Getting big with turkey, no stopping me.
You know, God is an awesome God, man. You know, God is always working through everybody's life, and some people don't notice that God is doing mostly everything for you. It's not yourself that's doing mostly everything for yourself. It's mostly God that's doing everything for you. And, you know, some people is blind to the fact that, you know, that He's doing a lot of things. You understand? And people need to, you know, stay in prayer because, you know, this world is a dirty world. It's not pretty out here. It's a jungle. You know what I mean? There's some people that will be nice and some people that'll be evil towards you and talk behind your back, and they won't tell you. They'll pretend they'll be your friends. But the only person you can actually turn to is Jesus. And the only person you can actually talk to is Jesus. And tell Him everything. You can't really tell your friends mostly everything because they'll go ahead and talk behind your back. And there's nothing but backstabbers out there. You know what I mean? But, you know, people, you know, I would like to say, you know, thanks for the support, everybody, for tuning in. There's a lot of people been tuning in lately. You know, we've been having a lot of listeners, and we only been doing this for a good 3 weeks, 4 weeks, man. And, basically, the rating is going up, and we're going to continue speaking the truth and speaking the truth of what's going on in this music industry, because there's a lot of dirty things that's happening behind the scenes. There's a lot of people getting murdered behind the scenes, and there's leaders getting murdered behind the scenes, and they're not telling us the truth, and they're trying to make us be blind from the fact that what's going on and what they're trying to do and make us believe what they're saying. And TV, tell you the truth, TV is not the thing right now. Because everything in TV is mostly a lie, and especially the media and all that stuff like that. That's what's going on. But everybody out there, I just want to say, man, just stay focused, get your wisdom, get your knowledge, stay in prayer, and everything will fall into place. I would like to give a shout-out to my girl, Nikki B. You know what I mean? She cool peoples, and she got a lot going on for herself. She do producing and she do managing. So if you would like to go ahead and holler at her, you know, holler at her, Nikki B at Twitter. You know, follow on Twitter. She's on Twitter, Nikki B. That's Nikkib. and I hope I'm saying that right. So, you know, follow her on Twitter. Also, I got City of Angels. If you need production, you need studio time, the whole nine, you know, all, you know, they got the whole package, you know what I mean? And they'll work with your budget. You know, if you got a good budget, whatever, they'll work with you. They're not greedy people out there, and they're not greedy. So they'll work with you and whatever. My number is 786-262-7340, 786-262-7340. If you would like to go ahead and, you know, get that done. But also, y'all need the radio station number. It's 1-877-404-0840. That's 1-877-404-0840. If you would like to contact the radio station and ask for a request or a shout out or whatever you want to do, you know, let's continue this radio station. We're going to get it popping. By 2011, it's going to be huge. So let's get it popping.
True respect, respect in every aspect, and special kiss to the man, and God bless anything that's in the name of Jesus Christ in the midst of every time. No, all the muscle and all the crew, my Mr. Dion, them known for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not here for Christ. Bust the place, bust the place. No, 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 but yeah.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up, and you didn't think you was going to make it.
Bless
them
all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm ready to go. I'm out of the place.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
I'm heaven up, I'm with you. The power and love I got. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Preach. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Lord, give me a sign.
For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Preach.
And their righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Preach.
Amen.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown. And I'm still going through it. Pain and a hurt.
Yeah.
Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt.
Yeah.
And I know only I can stop the rain with just a mention of my Savior's name. In the name of Jesus. Devil, I rebuke you for what I go through. And trying to make me do what I used to. But all that stops right here.
Yeah.
As long as the Lord's in my life, I will have no fear. I will know no pain from the light to the dark.
Come
I will show no shame. Spit it right from the heart.
Come
cause
on.
It's right from the start. You held me down and they nothing they can tell me now.
Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
Please show me something. I'm tired of talking to him, knowing he's threatened. Crying about life being nothing. But you either be the one mad cause you trapped or the one hunting.
Come on.
Trapped in your own mind, waiting on the Lord.
Yeah.
Hunting with the word that cuts like a sword. The spoken word is stronger than the strongest man. Carries the whole world like the strongest man. Through the trials and tribulations, you never let us down, Jesus. I know you're here with us now, Jesus. I know you're still with us now. Keep it real with us now. I want to feel, show me how, please. Let me take your hand, guide me.
What?
I walk slow, but stay right beside
please.
Me. Devil's trying to find
please.
Me, hide me. Hold up, I take that back. Protect me and give me the strength to fight.
Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
I forget, never die. I will never.
DMX, Lord, give me a sign.
That's my favorite song right there, man.
Telling the truth that, you know, when you're going through a lot, you still got to give yourself to God. You still got to pray to the Lord no matter what, because at the end of the day, you're still human, but you still got to pray. And don't do the same mistakes again and again, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you know, we in this earth, we still trying to survive, we still trying to come together. Lord, give me a sign. DMX. Yeah. I got on Gabriel online. I hope I'm saying it right.
DMX.
Gabriel online, a.k.a. Rob Hood. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What's going on with the people of the world? People of the world.
International, man. We're going international. We're going worldwide, man. 400 listeners and counting. 400 listeners and counting. And we trying to reach up to probably a billion up in here, man.
We trying to reach up to 6.7 billion, the population of the earth.
Man, that's what it is. That's what it is, man. And that's our goal right there. People probably going to be like, oh, that's impossible. That's impossible. No, it's not possible. Anything is possible now.
With like, God. With God, all things are possible.
It's possible.
With God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You feel me? That's what the Bible says. So it is possible. We can reach the whole world, man. That's what, you know, I'm not saying we can save the whole world. We can reach it.
But we can reach it. Exactly.
Yeah.
If we reach up to 2 million in this internet radio, we're gonna have to get a bigger radio station anyway. Cause
God is gonna give us a bigger radio.
Yeah, cause I mean, you know, I don't think the computer could take all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. No, man. But shout out to everybody out there listening. Shout out to everybody out there who's listening, who's tuned in. The souls are hungry. for the word of God. So, you know, that's a good thing. That means you at least you want God to use you, or at least you want God to be revealed unto you. So stay tuned, you know. You know, the word of God will always come out.
And for everybody that need to know that, you know, Rob Hood is a super producer, and he is known, and he is known for his craft and his gifts. You know what I mean? He's known by people, you could just go ahead and name it. And he's not just any person that's on a radio station. He is somebody that's been accomplishing a lot and still trying to accomplish more. So I'm just letting everybody know. And same for myself, you know. I do a lot for myself.
They may think we just some crazy people wearing, you know, tin hats sitting in a mobile home saying, the end of the world is coming, the end of the world is coming. People might think that of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they need to realize that, yo, man, we're not cuckoo people, man. We on our right mind. We know what's going on, and we have things that we're doing at the same time. You know, it's just that when God calls you, when he calls you to do something for him, and you don't disobey, and you listen to him, you actually follow his will, he will reveal great things to you. And that's the only thing, you know, that's what's going on right now. So what's the topic, my dude? What's the topic?
Well, every topic we bring up is, you know, is with the Lord. So it's basically the topic is look forward with the Lord. You know what I mean? You know, have the Lord in your future. Have the Lord in your present. Have the Lord doing everything for you. You know what I'm saying?
Even though
you're in the music industry.
The world's gonna need that.
Yeah, even though you're in the music industry or whatever you're doing, always have them with you know, have them in your life, because you can't do everything by yourself. And do not count on friends, because people be like, oh, go ahead and count on friends. There's no such thing as friends nowadays, because everybody is for themselves right now, man.
Everybody for themselves now.
And there's a few people that's coming together.
Only one friend that sticks closer than a brother, and that's Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
You know? Anybody else is like, they're your friend today, and tomorrow it's like,
mm-hmm.
Where are they?
It's family. Different family will, you know, be like, yeah, I'll be there for you, and then, you know, you call them, they're not there. So it's a strange world, man. It's a strange world. It's, you know, everybody's for themselves. Everybody trying to eat for themselves.
We ain't seen nothing yet. The world is going to get even stranger.
Mm-hmm. So, but it's not for us to be like, oh, go ahead and do everything for ourselves. We still got to help others now. You know what I mean? We still got to help others, and we still got to give a helping hand. You know what I mean?
With us, the Bible says you got to lose yourself to the point where you deny yourself and acknowledge others. So the whole thing with Jesus is like, he's all based it on denying yourself and being a representative for others, you know, to help others to love one another unconditionally no matter what. So really, that's why the friend that sticks closer than the brother is Jesus, because of the fact that that's what he teaches. He teaches us to actually deny ourselves just to be available to the next person, you know, to help one another, to console one another, to go out of our ways for one another. I mean, Jesus, think of it like this. Jesus, God in the flesh, actually had a towel on his back, and he had a bucket of water, and he was washing people's dirty feet. Like, huh? You know, it's in the Bible. You know, God is actually, he humbled himself to the point where he didn't even consider himself equal with God. He put himself all the way down to the point where he was washing people's feet, yo. He was washing their feet. Imagine that. They had no cars back in them days. Everything that was done was by foot. So those were some crusty feet he was washing, you know. But he did it. He did it. Because he just to show us that you have to, he said, you know, to be the greatest in heaven, you got to be the least on earth. You know, you got to be a servant. You got to be able to serve. Serve. The master don't become a master unless he serves and learn how to serve. So you got to serve others, not just yourself. So the world say every man to himself, but the Bible say every man, you are accountable for one another. You are your brother's keeper. You know, we're not like Cain. When God asked him, where's Abel? He was like, well, am I my brother's keeper? I don't know. But when God asked me, where's Black? Yeah, God, I am my brother's keeper. So I got to stay in prayer for Black. You know, like that. That's how it is. So Can people please understand? There will be such a great falling away. You know, everything in this world is going to be, it's like we got to be prepared for what's going to happen, man. It's a lot of things that's going to happen. You know, it's like a lot of people say don't blend the Bible with politics, but politics is the main key that the powers of darkness are using to run the world. And the Bible speaks about it. You know, the Bible is very political at the same time because the Bible speaks of kings, and that's politics. You know, it speaks of governments, that's politics. It's very political, and it says a lot of things on that, you know. So in these days, man, like those who are truly Christian, who truly believe in God, I'm not saying Christian by religion, I'm saying Christian by lifestyle. Those who are truly Christian, man, let us deny ourselves and start knowing the fact that it's a lot of lost souls out there, and we need to take it upon ourselves once called by God. Once you are forgiven of your sins, once God takes you and shows you his salvation, and by the way, salvation is not just a word. The Holy Spirit had to reveal to me a fact that salvation is not a word. Salvation is not in the gospel. Salvation is not in reading the Bible. Salvation is not in church, going to church. Salvation is not in prayer, but salvation is a person, and that person's name is Jesus. So that's who salvation is. The word Yahshua, which is Jesus' name, Yeshua, it means God is salvation. That's what it means. So salvation is actually a living being, you know. So that's why Jesus, he died on the cross, not to just save us of our sins, but to be salvation for us. So he became salvation. Salvation is actually an embodiment. It's actually a person, a living being. So, you know, we just got to, once we are forgiven of our sins and we see salvation, the salvation of the Lord, we see him, then we ought to, he said we are now responsible because he gave us all a great commission. Once baptized by the Holy Spirit, we ought to go out there and preach the gospel. And because going and preaching the gospel means good news. So that also tells us that we have a good news that we can't hold to just ourselves. We have to share it with others. And that good news is the fact that Jesus died. He died for our sins. He rose up on the third day. And now he is Lord over all, even death. He's Lord over death. He's Lord over sin. He's Lord over everything. So there is no power in heaven that was not given by him, to him. You know, and it's just like we ought to go ahead and share that word with everybody around us because everybody needs to hear that. It is good news. And though it is good news, but it has its consequences of rejecting it because it is a free gift. No man could pay for it, man. No man, who on earth could go up to God and say, yo, God, I'm not saved, well, I'm going to pay you to save me. I'm going to pay you so I can get my way into heaven. The richest person, Ted Turner, can't do that. Warren Buffett can't do that. You know, those people can't do that. I don't care how much money they have. Bill Gates can't do that. I don't care how much money they possess down here. They can never buy their way into salvation. You know, Jesus is salvation. He is the salvation of God. And once we are exposed to that truth, we ought to deny ourselves and go out there and just share this with everybody else, thus making disciples, and not only making disciples, but bringing friends, bringing people from friendship to brotherhood. You know, it's more than just being friends. It's a brotherhood. It's a sisterhood. You know, they become brethren instead of friends. And that's what the gospel is really based on. You know, the fact that we are exposed to the salvation of God. Once we accept him, he gives us a mission to go out there and to make others to see him too, because the world must be saved. But the unfortunate part is that no matter how much we do our job, it's not a lot of people that's going to come into knowing God. It's not. I mean, a lot of people are still going to go ahead and do their own ways, do their own things, you know, still love the ways of the world, still love the ways of the flesh, the lust of it, you know, which is not of God. The Bible clearly tells us the lust of the world, the lust of the flesh, and everything that there is in it is not of God. And if anyone say they know God, they ought to deny those things. They ought to kill themselves. Not kill themselves, suicide people. Please, don't get me wrong. But they ought to, yeah. They ought to die to themselves. Let me rephrase that. They ought to die to themselves.
To kill the flesh.
Yeah, kill the flesh. The Bible say, die to yourself, deny yourself, you know, present yourself a sacrifice to God. You have to die to the world. You know, like I was listening to this preacher, he was saying something, and it was true what he said. He said, a lot of people think that there are two different types of people in the world, and when they say that, they say, well, there's either the black people or the white people. And they say there's either those who are rich and there's those who are poor. There's either those who are smart and there's those who are dumb. There's those who are more fortunate and there's those who are not more who are less fortunate. But he said all these lines is like all of these are wrong. He said the only two different people that are in the world are those who are dead in sin and those who are dead to sin. Which one are you? Are you dead in sin, which means you're dead in sin, you're still living in sin, and sin is killing you every day, or you're dead to sin? Like you're dead from it, you're away from it, you're dead to the world, and you're living in Christ. And I usually say this line: those who are in sin, they're just breathing to die. That's it. You're breathing to death. If you don't know Jesus, you're only breathing to death. But those who know Jesus and they love Him and do the will of the Father, they are breathing to everlasting life. So no matter what, people who die are people who don't know Jesus. But those who actually their soul leaves their body, they don't die. It's God who calls them up. You know, God has control. If you are under the will of God, only God dictates when you go. The death don't come get you, like the movies be showing people, death be coming and get them. Nah, Jesus comes get you when you die in Him. Death has no power over Jesus. He has no power. God has power over death. And once you are in God, He comes get you Himself. So the two people that are in the world are those who are dead in sin and those who are dead to sin. So which one are you? You know, think of it. Examine yourself like the Bible says. See what is your position really with God. And if you're not in depth with God, just go ahead and get yourself in depth with Him. Just all He wishes is that all men should be saved. That's the reason why we still have time. I really believe that's the reason why things ain't really go haywire yet, because God is still saying, you know what? I want more people to come to salvation. And once the number of the Gentiles, the time of the Gentiles is closed, because people don't know, man. They need to read the Bible and find out. Salvation is only measured for time. That means, yo, this ain't going to last forever, man. This whole Jesus, you know, dying for us thing, it ain't going to last forever. There's going to come a time that all that is going to be old news, and for you to come to Jesus is going to be like, God, you know, God going to tell you, it's too late. It's too late. When the stars start falling from the sky, the moon turned into blood, and the sun just give no light, like the Bible says, and the skies just tear in two, and then
let me tell you something, right? Because there's a scripture on the Bible. I forgot what it was, but Jesus said something that caught my attention, and mm-hmm. it was attached to my head for a long time. I'm like from last week when I was watching this. And he says, not all Christians will be accepted to heaven.
Yeah, the reason why he says that is because there are a lot of people, especially in America, a lot of churches in America practice carnal Christianity. What is carnal Christianity? The Bible said to be carnally minded is to be dead. I mean, is death? How are you going to think with the flesh and think with the spirit at the same time? How can you be dead and alive at the same time? God, that's why God said He will spit them out. Those lukewarm churches, spit them out. Those who put more of a show instead of inviting the Spirit of God to come and take over. Those Christians who go and they say that little short prayer and then turn around and just go live their lives the same way, thinking they're saved just because they said a prayer. Salvation is a process. You got to walk with God. That's the reason why a lot of them are not going to enter the gates of heaven, because they're going to be like, Lord, Lord, we did this in Your name, we did that in Your name. And God is going to be like, look, your motive was not right. You didn't even have your life right with me. So therefore, depart from me, because I never knew you. Jesus said, it's not everybody that's saying, Lord, Lord, that's going to enter into heaven. And that is so true. He was speaking of what's going on now. A lot of Christians who just are only Christians by name and not by lifestyle. They are only Christians because they either were raised in it or they go to church because it's convenient. That's it. Or they think they're Christians, but then they go home, they are so quick to end church service to go watch football. Like, come on. Can you think that God intended for the gospel to be preached that way, or for church, his bride, to be that way? People think the church is the building. No, the church should be you. You are the church. You are the bride of Christ. The body of Christ on earth is the bride of Christ. And how are you going to be part of that if your mind is not fixed on the things above? That's what God said. You got to set your eyes on things above. Set your heart in his hand. And it's like a lot of people don't do that. Like, let me give you a perfect example. This is a church that I go to now. I go to this church. The church has two different services. One early in the morning and one that starts at 12 in the afternoon. The one that starts at 12 in the afternoon is the black people. The one that starts early in the morning is the white people. I'm only saying it how it is because they're separated. Like, you know, but I kind of see why, because of a language barrier. The black people speak Creole. The white people speak English. But there's only one thing about it. The white people church, I often visited the church because I speak English and I'm usually there. And it's like everybody in that church go outside to smoke a cigarette. Like, what in the world? You know, like, you really expect God, first of all, you're not really saved because you're still smoking cigarettes. Once you are saved, God will take away all bad habits. Like, man, come on, people, I'm going to be real with you. I used to smoke weed. I was a heavy weed smoker. But now I don't even have a craving for it. I don't even have a craving to say, man, I wish I could have a bud right now. I don't even have that. You know, once God takes you and he sets you in his salvation, he washes you clean. The blood of Jesus will wash you clean of all unrighteousness, everything that is wrong. So that's the reason why the word of God says, Jesus said, it's not everybody who's going to, every Christian who's going to see heaven. And that's the truth of it. Why? Because of their lifestyle. That is the reason why we must give our lifestyles over to God, because our hearts is deceitful above all things. That's what the Bible says. And your heart may make you think that, yeah, I'm right with God. I said a little prayer, you know, five-minute prayer. It don't take no five-minute prayer to get you saved. It takes a walk with God to get you saved. Man, salvation comes when God calls you up. That's it. Every walk you do, you ought to be able to keep walking unto salvation, keep pressing forward. It's not just, let me say this prayer, let me come in front of the altar and have the pastor put his hand on my forehead and tell me, repeat after me, Jesus, I'm sorry, forgive me, I'm a sinner, and then, oh, I'm saved. No. And then you go back home, it's still the same old things, still the same language, still the same lifestyle. You still cuss, you still do the same ugly things that God don't want you to do, and then you think that you're going to be seeing heaven. And that's where the heart fools us. And these preachers out there who are preaching that, they are wrong. They got a very, very, very hot place in hell waiting for them because they don't take their time for the souls that Jesus died for. They don't take their time to bring those souls over to him, and they will be held accountable. They're the ones who will say, Lord, but we cast out demons in your name. We save people in your name. And it's like those people, people are dying every day in church, going to hell. Why? Because they thought they prayed a prayer that saved their soul, and meanwhile, to come to the realization, once they step before God, it's like, you've been deceived. These preachers out there, a lot of them are liars, man. A lot of them are. And it's just like, it's only a handful of them that are really, really doing the work of God, that are taking time to really speak the gospel, to really speak into people's hearts the word of the living God, and take the time to make sure that their walk with God is aligned in the will of God. Once you are not under the will of God, you are still in sin. There is no other place you can go to find salvation but under the will of God.
People got to wake up, because people that's not listening, people got to wake up, because if they think this is a joke, this is not a joke. There's a lot of people selling their souls out there. There's a lot of people actually committing suicide because what's going on in the U.S. economy and all that. They think there's no other way but to kill themselves or selling their soul. And there is a way. And the only way is to give yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. If people don't know that's when they're going to start committing suicide, killing themselves, and saying there's no other way. And their friends going to tell them there is no other way but to sell your soul and stuff like that.
What about those who do know, but then it's like for some reason they choose to neglect that? How can you escape if you neglect such a great salvation as Jesus Christ? You cannot escape. People got to understand, there is no other way to be saved. There is nothing you can do. There is no other way, man. Everything that you do before God is not even worthy of any glory, because man cannot glory in front of God. All have fallen short. We have all fallen short. we've all fallen short, you know? And it's like, at the end, what can we do? What can we do? God said the only thing you can do is just let yourself go into his hands. That is it. Stop trying to make things happen on your own. And it's a lot of people who know these things, right? But they do not put it to practice. They sit in church and they think it's just like, okay, I sit in church, okay, I get a little good feeling, and then I go home. A lot of these kids that I saw on YouTube, I usually listen to a lot of preachers on YouTube talk and all that and preach. While I was looking on YouTube, there was like a little video on the side that says Florida teen commits suicide on YouTube in front of an audience. Like, what? Are you serious? Like, this kid actually put his camera up and commits suicide, kills himself in front of a YouTube audience for people to watch. I mean, I'm not making this up. It was actually on there. I couldn't believe it. I ain't even going to watch it because my spirit wasn't even driving me to do that. I just went ahead and I decided to speak into the word of God. But I was like, yo, this is sad. This is really, really sad. People don't understand. But they see the word of God. But God says, look, he must reveal himself unto these people for them to really fully understand who he is. Until that revelation happens, you'll be lost into sin. Dead into sin, breathing to death. Every breath you take will be a closer step to death and not to everlasting life. You got to let God change your course. There's nothing men can do for salvation. There's nothing religion can do for salvation.
I want to say one more thing, because I got a friend of mine. He's a family friend. You know what I mean? We've been friends for a long time, since we was a kid. And when I was in a party for my auntie on Saturday, knowing that everybody was paying attention to his white bands or whatever, blah, 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 I was not paying attention to that. Knowing that, you know, when I said what's up to him, he was not himself. He was quiet, like he was a zombie or something like that. Knowing that, I found out he's a DJ for Trick Daddy now. So it's like he got a black pearl on his wrist. I already know what that means. My mom saw it. Everybody saw it. So he's, like, sitting there. He's quiet. You know what I mean? Like depressed. Like, he want to kill himself or something like that. You know what I mean? Ever since his mom passed away, his whole life changed. So I'm not going to try to say he sold out, but, yeah, he did sold out. Because, I mean, he's not himself no more. Kid, he is not himself no more. He don't even hardly speak. You know what I mean? He talks a little bit. He sit down. He was walking around in the party. I mean, he used to been a hype type of person, but now it's like he's a DJ. He's a DJ that already sold out already, man.
Well, you know, mm-hmm. It's life. Life, man. Life is not an enemy of men. Life is an enemy of men, but Jesus
Christ. 90 seconds. Well, I want to tell everybody we're going to try to do 2 hours each day. Well, I'm going to continue. We're going to set up more stuff for the radio station so we could do 2 hours each day, 7 days a week. We're going to continue doing this in the grace of God and our strength, even though, you know, my schedule be wild and Rob Hood's schedule be wild, but we're going to do this as much as possible. I'm going to set this up. And, you know, we're going to tune in tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow's what, Thursday already? And yeah, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna try to set this up for like 2 hours a day, you know, probably starting next week. So, you know, everybody stay tuned, tune in and show support. This is serious, this is real, man, this is the truth. I'm seeing a lot of things. People, you know, people's gotta pay attention on their surroundings, because people's not paying attention to what's going on around them.
They're not looking at what's going on around them. But hey, things change. The times has changed, man. Things is gonna be crazy. So Jesus is coming soon. For those of you guys who thought he was dead, nah, he ain't. He ain't dead. He's coming soon. He did die, but he is coming back soon. He is coming soon, so people, please be ready. Tune in 3 o'clock tomorrow.